Hi, and welcome to Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Kelly Hatley, and today is December 15th. Right now, we're going through our Advent devotional guide. Each day, we will be reading a portion of Scripture and reading through part of a Christmas hymn together. You will also be hearing my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. The Christmas hymn that we are working from today is Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence, and the third stanza says, At his feet the six-winged seraph, cherubim with sleepless eye, veil their faces to the presence, as with ceaseless voice they cry, Alleluia! 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 Lord Most High. Our scripture for today comes from Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. So if you have your copy of scripture, let's begin. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphs, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying, and they were calling to one another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. Woe to me, I cried, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. Then one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal in his hands, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And I said, Here am I. Send me. He said, Go and tell this people. Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence is one of my favorite Advent carols. The images brought forth from the text fall hand in hand with our scripture for today. Isaiah 6 is a proven and timeless model for public worship. While working on my Master of Music degree in church music, one of my professors taught us to use Isaiah 6 as a model for worship. I will attempt to show how I use this order when planning the traditional worship services. Phase 1 is the adoration of God, found in verses 1 through 3. In these opening verses of the chapter, we are given the description of God's placement in the temple, on a throne, high and lifted up, with the train of his robe filling the temple, surrounded by two six-winged angels known as seraphim. These seraphim covered themselves from the Lord and called out praise, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. In our current worship service, the call to worship and the first hymn fulfill this function, as they both seek to point us to God and to help us give him the praise that is worthy of his holy presence. Phase 2 is the confession of personal and corporate sin, found in verse 5. When confronted with being in the presence of God, Isaiah realizes that he is unclean, and so is the nation in which he lives. In our services, during the pastoral prayer, our pastor often asks the Lord on our behalf to forgive us of sins we have committed. This action prompts us to privately confess to the Lord our sins before him in prayer. Sometimes we will also use corporate confessional prayers to be prayed aloud and together. Phase 3 is the receiving of forgiveness of sin, found in verses 6 and 7. The seraph flies over to Isaiah and, taking a hot coal from the altar, touches Isaiah's lips with the coal and his sin is forgiven. If we use a corporate confessional prayer, we also follow it with passages of Scripture which remind us of God's faithfulness to forgive us when we confess to him. Phase 4. Revelation of God's Word, verses 8a. God speaks to Isaiah. In our worship today, this portion would be the sermon delivered from God's Word the Bible. The final phase, phase 6, is the commissioning, found in verse 9. God hears Isaiah's response and then responds himself by telling Isaiah to go and tell this people. We receive a commissioning every Sunday when our pastor exhorts us in the benediction to go in peace to love and serve the Lord. This order can also be used to structure your personal worship time as you study God's Word. Try to use this pattern in days ahead. Read a psalm of praise to begin. Enter a time of confession of sin, asking God to remove any barriers sin has caused between you and God. Read God's Word. Finally, respond to it as you reflect. You will be amazed at how God will speak to you and teach you through this model.